Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Do you guys want to talk to Chris Ranji?
Sure.
I got to admit, I got to point a thumb. There was kind of an awkward long pause when Tanny asked if we wanted to talk
to... I heard it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll just go home then. Wait a minute, I am home.
Details at cardinals.com/theme.
You're a bad man.
Careful.
He didn't play the first half of that, huh?
Bad, bad man. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. He's Spiegel, I'm Holmes. We thought that we would check in with our buddy Chris Ranji because there was a reason to check in with him today.
This day, we actually do. We do want to talk to
we
him.
We very much want to talk to Chris Ranji.
Well, and I'm glad you have a much better attitude about it this time, guys.
We are too. You can occasionally hear Chris Ranji on this here radio station. You can often hear him on our sister station, KMOX, down in St. Louis. Hi, Box.
Hey, boys. How are we?
We are good. You do a thing in the noon hour down there on the mighty KMOX, don't you? Called the Gas House Gang. Tell people about that, where you Cardinals chatted up in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. It's a sports show, and you guys should try it. It's because the station is mostly a news talk station. Of course, the Cardinals are on it, so when the games happen, the Cardinals are on. But other than that, there's a sports show on Sunday. So I think we wanted to deliver a little bit more of that to people because this is still a baseball town, and they love sports. And believe it or not, it is when you look at NFL ratings. For whatever reason, even though we don't have a football team down here, there are a lot of Chiefs fans also for some reason. But NFL does really well. So like in terms of viewership, it does pretty well in this market, even though the whole Rams thing happened and people said they were going to boycott the NFL forever.
They were never going to do
that. Some haven't. Yeah, I mean, they're still watching.
How dare you not mention the Battle Hawks or whatever they are? How dare you?
Well... I don't know if the league will be around next year, but I guess we'll find out. I'll tell you this about it. They are fun. The games are fun. People get really drunk. So it is, those games are a lot of fun to go to.
Before we talk Cardinals with Chris Ranji, I just want to give this PSA speak.
Okay.
I didn't realize it. I walked into one of my favorite establishments on Saturday. CFL is playing.
Canadian Football League is playing now.
They're up. So if you are in desperate need of football and you don't want to wait another 4 weeks before camps start, CFL is out here.
I didn't notice because I was locked in on the Fanatics games where Tom Brady emerged victorious.
And Caleb was out there.
Well, we'll get to that because
Kevin Durant was getting traded during it.
I know, it's crazy. All right, so CFL is available for you football junkies.
Pick your favorite CFL team and get ready to rumble, baby. It's
amazing.
A good thing.
But it's
isn't there an Argonaut? Argonauts are one, right?
Yeah. Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a Montreal Alouettes guy myself.
Well, sure you are because of Mark Trestman. Because your longstanding Trestman relationship.
Yes.
It's understandable. Absolutely. But I love the gas house gang thing that Ranji does, Lawrence, because I love baseball history, and the gas house gang is what they called the St. Louis Cardinals in the 20s and 30s, who were led by Branch Rickey. And like Branch Rickey obviously went on to do what he did with the Dodgers, but then they drafted a guy in St. Louis, did Branch Rickey, named George Kissel, who kind of built the way the Cardinals did things in the 40s and 50s. He taught a guy named Earl Weaver, who went to Baltimore and built what he did. And then everybody that's on that tree, like the Cardinals, you bastards down in St. Louis, you can stake claim to being like the Mesopotamia of modern baseball.
The land between the rivers.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, like a lot of modern baseball teaching and philosophy came out of the gas house gang. So I wonder if you're conscious of that down there covering St. Louis ball.
You know what's interesting? Well, I mean, we don't do a lot of, you know, history stuff. It's more about what's going on right now, right? But George Kissel, up until... And I guess he still gets referenced a decent amount, but, you know, up until like a good 5-10 years ago, when the Cardinals way, you know, that obnoxious, the people find to be obnoxious, the Cardinals way thing.
Sure.
When that was happening, they always used to talk about Kissel and him developing that.
So did the Jerky Boys.
This is Kissel. Sorry.
Hey, Frank Rizzo. No, when the...
Anthony.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah, but that
Frank,
Cardinals
Frank Rizzo. Yeah, but so like that was a thing. I mean, people in the organization, they would still credit him. They'd be like, you know, the George Kissel way,
man. And
all of this until Spiegs. It became apparent in the last few years, not that he did anything wrong, but the organization had not really adapted with the times. So there was a lot of old school thinking that just didn't work. They didn't really invest, believe it or not, in the minor league system, not as much as they are starting to now. That's why they've got Chaim Bloom in the organization, who's taken over for John Mozeliak next year. So, I mean, the point is they felt like they had been credited for a long time with figuring out, you know, finding players, finding guys out of nowhere who come up and contribute immediately.
Yeah.
They haven't done that in a long time. You know, there are a couple of exceptions, like Brendan Donovan's one of them, but it became obvious they weren't at the forefront of that like they used to be. So they knew it. They knew they had to do something different, and, you know, they're trying to move in that direction. We'll see if it works out for them, though.
What I'm trying to figure out is, are they any good? Like, because I look at their record and I go, hey, there's a team that's competitive, but I haven't watched enough other than watching Wilson Contreras do Wilson Contreras stuff against the Brewers, and know that Sonny Gray has been really solid yet again and doesn't want to be traded out of St. Louis. How would you assess them so far?
So I think they're a good team. The question I have is there going to be a point where they just completely run out of steam? And a lot of the reason they have done so well is, at least from the beginning of the season, they hit well, they produced... You look at the lineup and you're wondering, how do these guys, with the exception of Contreras, who actually got off to a bad start, he wasn't particularly good up front, and Nolan Arenado has not been all that good this year either. So you got those two guys in the heart of the order who are supposed to be a big part of your offense, and they really haven't. I mean, Contreras is not even having an especially good year. He's a little less than average. So you expect a lot more from them. They were still scoring runs anyway, but they were getting good starting pitching. The problem is lately, every now and then, you start to see some cracks. Like Matthew Liberatore a couple of weeks ago, he had to leave a start early because he was saying that his mechanics were off, which I found a little weird. Like, what do you mean your mechanics are off? That he felt something was out of whack with his delivery.
He pulled himself from the game?
No, he didn't. He didn't pull himself out, but there was a conversation, and he, you know, I think made it clear in the course of the game that, you know, maybe it was time for him to sit. And it wasn't like they didn't seem to be alarmed by it. But I mean, I was, because, you know, when pitchers start talking about problems like that, like mechanical issues or fatigue, and you're not even barely two and a half months into the season. That ain't good because you still have another 3+ months you got to figure out. So I don't know. I mean, you know, just looking at the rotation, other than he was their best starter, you know, for a while. Now you have Eric Fetty. I'm not sure what to think of him for the rest of the year. He's been good so far, but we'll see how it goes, right? Andre Pallante, same kind of thing. Not really sure. Sonny Gray is supposed to be good, but he was bad in spring training. He did eventually start to pitch better, which I guess all that matters is what you do in the regular season, right? I think that the issues with them, the most concerning thing is what goes on in the rotation and whether or not they have enough to last another 3+ months. So right now, yeah, I think they're a good team. I wouldn't want to play them, but I don't think they're better than the Cubs. They're certainly not better than a lot of the other really good teams in the National League, like the Phillies or the Yankees, or excuse me, the Mets or anybody, the Dodgers, Padres. They're not as anywhere near teams like that. In this division, they can stay competitive for a while, though. I think there's just this, you know, there's this, period of time where you're wondering, okay, when does it start to fall apart? It could. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? But that's what I've sort of been waiting for.
So Oliver Marmol, the manager, seems to know that they're not very powerful as an offense, and they're not.
Right.
They've hit the worst. They've hit almost 40 fewer home runs than the Cubs. They've hit 74 homers, and the Cubs have hit 113. But Marmol says that they know that's not their strength, and they try to collect hits rather than slug. They seem to get a lot of singles, the occasional double, but not a ton of slug, but it seems to get it done enough. Does it feel like they're always in close games? Because they have 19 comeback wins, and it seems like they never get blown out, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good point you brought up, Speaks. There have only been really a handful of times this year where they've been out of it early in the game and didn't have a chance to recover. They always do seem to have a chance late to win. If they don't come back, at least they make it competitive, which is great. But at some point, I mean, you gotta win a lot of those games. And it's also a really difficult way to live, too, because they don't blow a lot of other teams out either. So when you're playing a lot of tight games, you have to come from behind to win a game. It can work for a while, but at some point, and it's exciting, but at some point, you may not have that luck, right? Like, so you see a lot of those teams. I think the Tigers had it last year. Wasn't it the Detroit Tigers who were winning a lot of one-run games? Or maybe it was a couple of years ago. But, you know, that works for a while, but it doesn't always work. And, you know, you get deep into the season, you get toward August and September, you start to lose a lot of those games too. So it's good in the moment. It's exciting. It's a fun brand of baseball. But it doesn't always work for a full season. By the way, their hitting coach, you know who it is?
Brant Brown.
It is Brant Brown.
He dropped the ball.
He dropped the ball.
First year for Brant Brown, right?
He's been in the organization, but this is his first year as the hitting coach for them.
Wow. This is former Dodger, coach as well.
Drops the ball! No! He drops the ball!
That anniversary was just the other day, I think. Seems like there's always an anniversary. Seems like every day it seems to be anniversary.
Yeah, there's stuff that happened in the past on that same date.
That's exactly right.
That's usually how it works.
Today's the anniversary of the Sandberg game, when Sandberg hit two homers off Bruce Sutter and that filthy split finger.
We've had quite a run of birthdays lately. It seems like every day somebody's celebrating.
It's just like anniversary.
it's very much like that. Ranger, you bring up a really good point about like how long it's taken to get here to have the Cubs and the Cardinals actually playing each other pretty deep into the season.
Yeah.
How much do you think this particular series matters as we're at the halfway mark pretty much? Do you think it matters to the Cardinals?
Yes, because I think if they – all right, so now there are seven games coming up between the two teams over, what, about a week?
Yep.
Week and a half? 2 weeks, something like that. Because you've got this series, the four gamer here, and then in a week from Friday, then they will start the series at Wrigley Field. So that's seven games. Okay. If the Cardinals do really badly in those, then I'd say that's pretty much over for the division. right? So they might still have an opportunity in the wild card, but there are too many teams. So I would be very cautious of that. I still think their best path to the playoffs probably is the division. And I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Because it's just that there are so many teams that are competitive in the National League. I don't know really what to think of how that's all going to work out. But if they, you know, if they get swept in this series here, then they're, what, 8.5 games out of first place? That's not very good, as you know. So they can't fall too far behind here. They can make up ground. You know, even if they win 3 of 4, they're still 2.5 out. So that's good. I mean, that's good for them, and it kind of makes it a race. But there's always this, I don't know, when it comes to them, there's just always this feeling of, all right, when's the bad thing going to happen this year? Because I just don't think they have the horses for a full season. You know, Spiegs was talking about Ollie Marmol, and we have him on every Tuesday. He gives us like 30, 40 minutes of time on that Gas House Gang show, and he's really good. He's you know, open to questions, and he'll answer anything, even from fans. And, you know, I was talking to him about the fact as a pitching staff, they do not strike anybody out. They're one of the worst teams in baseball in getting swings and misses and getting strikeouts. At the same time, the team was talking about how, as an offense, they just keep putting the ball in play. And when you put the ball in play, good things happen. And I was like, well, if good things happen when you put the ball in play as an offense, isn't the opposite true? That if the ball keeps getting put in play and you're the defense,
yeah,
that eventually bad things are going to happen.
It's a good point. You know what the difference is? Ground balls versus fly balls.
True, defense.
The Cardinals have recorded more ground ball outs than any team in baseball.
That's true.
So that's your point. To your point, the pitchers, they give up a lot of contact, but it's a lot of ground balls, and you're pretty good defensively.
True. Do you want to rely on that all year, though?
No.
You get away with it for a couple of months. You're probably not going to get away with it for 6 months. That's the thing. So they don't hit a lot of power. They don't hit for a lot of power. They don't strike a lot of people out. So I think it's just they're sort of like, you know, they're doing this balancing act. Mm-hmm. It's a tightrope, man. You have to be pretty perfect every night. They are competitive every night, but it's tough to stay competitive the way they do it. It's fun to watch, and we'll see what happens, but there's just always this feeling that something is going to give eventually.
Considering that there is going to be regime change, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me, down there, is there any way they add? Any way, like let's say they take 4 games from the Cubs. Do they consider themselves a buyer, or would they just say, let's just see how this goes the rest of the way, instead of maybe mortgaging what they think is a future and not letting the new guy kind of start fresh?
Well, first of all, Lawrence, this is a much more entertaining regime change that we were talking about than the one I talked about earlier. So I appreciate this conversation. I don't think that they want to add. I if something came up and they felt like it helped them beyond this season and, you know, it was cost effective for them, like they didn't have to give up too much in the way of assets. And by the way, they don't have a ton, I don't think, to trade. So you're already at a low point there. Mm-hmm. I think that they likely not. I think my opinion of their options are, unless they go on this incredible, ridiculous run over the next 2-3 weeks, unless that happens, my guess is they either try to trade what they can within reason, see what they can get in return, you know, not to add so much, but to subtract, or they stick with what they have. I think those are the two most likely options for them.
Okay.
I honestly, at this point, unless things change dramatically, I would be surprised if they went out there and made a move. Everybody's looking for pitching. Everybody's going to look for relief help. Everybody's looking for starting pitching help, and now Chris Sale is injured. The Braves said they weren't going to trade him. I don't know if that was true or not, but now he's hurt, so that could change some things. But it's already thin. There are too many teams that are competitive. I just don't see the Cardinals overextending themselves to make a deal.
All right, two things, Ranger. One, I was wrong on Brant Brown. That was in late September. Caller just brought him up the other day as something he did with his dad, was being at that game. So forgive my confusion there. The other thing is, Do you see the sewage directly when it's flowing down the river towards you, thanks to the reversal of the Chicago River and all the typhoid, the dysentery, and the cholera that Chicagoans found a way to send down towards you guys? Do you see it concretely in the river as you look out?
No, I think it gets caught up in Alton. And then it it doesn't make its way past Alton.
There's a filter in Alton, and it all stops there.
Yeah.
Remind me to never stop there.
Listen, I don't know if you have seen the Mississippi River right where St. Louis is. That thing is huge, and it is powerful, and it is wide, and you will die if you try to cross it. So my guess is by the time it gets down here, it's so diluted, it doesn't matter.
Well, good.
A lot of driftwood in there, though.
Then we'll stop feeling guilty about it.
Lawrence is the only one that feels guilty. I'm very comfortable with what we did back in the day. We saved the city, man. 1,400 people died of cholera in 1854 in Chicago.
You can't have your poo-poo water flowing out into the drinking water.
Yes.
Which is what was happening up there.
Yes. Thank you.
So we said in St. Louis.
That's what we do. You guys deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine by the time it gets down here.
It makes sense. Ranger, have a wonderful rest of your day. Don't go out to the ballpark unless you're in an air-conditioned booth.
Oh, hell no, man. There's no chance of me going. I think I have to go Thursday, but I'm not going the next couple. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Yeah, we care about you. You're a good man and thorough.
And I'm glad that you were happy to talk to me this time.
Yeah. Can't guarantee the next time it'll be anything like that.
Unlike what happened on Friday. That ruined my night.
Well, we heard that there were other things that pepped up your night on your show Friday.
Oh, Brody. Oh, my guy.
So when you talked to Grody, he was on his way out for a date. Is that correct?
I don't know if it was a date, but he said, I'm assuming it was somebody he did know pretty well. Well, but he said he had just met her.
Let's not spoil it. Because we've got sound.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You do. You have sound from. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
We've got some sound, and we will share it. Ranger, be well. Stay out of trouble. Don't get arrested.
Later, men.
That is Chris Ranji from the mighty KMOX.
Gas House Gang guy.
Yeah, long time Gas House Gang. And also hosts of Hit and Run occasionally.
Occasionally. How about a 30, 40-minute hit with the manager every week? We'll do one of those with our guy, Craig Council, on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah.
Nico Horner tomorrow. We got a special surprise for Nico.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about our surprise for Nico.
All right, let's keep it right there.
Hopefully he can see it.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. When we come back, Speegs has got we're gonna call the 1-4 flat. That's what we're gonna do. Speegs needs some time to talk about something that happened this weekend and needs to judge some sincerity of one of the participants.
And I need to be joined. I need your thoughts. I need a ruling on that as well.
We'll see if we can get her in here. That's next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. Oh, very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to count you down, okay? In three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sammy, very busy.
By the way, Boog is going to be on the show at 5 o'clock today. We'll talk with our buddy Boog. He thinks this is a very important show.
He knows. He's wise like that. Sammy Sosa was very busy. I found out, Lawrence, that Sammy was offered the seventh inning stretch. Doesn't enjoy singing.
Oh, okay. Well,
chose not to sing.
You know, you don't really have to. You just kind of, you can preside over the seventh inning stretch.
But he was offered it and chose against it.
All right, I'm glad that he was offered it because I was like, that would have been
a no-brainer.
Ideal.
Yeah, I thought so too. But the man was everywhere, and then he was on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday morning with Bruce Levine and David Haw, and it was good. And Sammy was in good spirits. And look, I think the whole thing overall is a success. We talked about it on Friday after the game,
the rollout of Sammy's back.
The rollout, the fans' happiness, and that most of the fans, not all the fans, of course, but most of the fans. But with the rollout and the reunion comes an opportunity for you to get to know all of Sammy again, all of how he feels about everything. And it led to understandable questions from our guy Bruce. And I felt myself, remember when Luke Kanellis asked Sammy, what, like 2 years ago in the lobby about steroids? And Sammy was surprised.
He was upset because he thought Lou was his buddy.
Yeah, he thought Lou was his pal.
This is not a question that I expected from you.
Okay, so not a question that he expected from Lou. But you got to expect it when you're coming back for a weekend like this. And so when Bruce asked Sammy for his deep thoughts by Jack Handy about the era, I was left a little underwhelmed by the level of authenticity.
Sammy, people want to talk about the era you played in. It was a different era. There were different things that were going on. Never heard any player talk apologize about the era itself. What are your deepest thoughts about, you know, that era you played in, and people trying to pick out different people as to whether they did good, bad, or not enough?
Well, look, you know, when we play, you know, we play the game. Like I say, that was the moment that we played the way, the game the way it was. You know, like you said, it's a different era right now. I mean, everything is differently. You know, they have some more opportunity now that you can go out there and have a better year. But the era that I play, you know, I play with a lot of good players, and I don't pick and choose anybody. You know, and like I said, I'm just happy to be back here, Bruce, and the future look bright.
Okay, then.
There's absolutely nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
What are your deepest thoughts?
It's not a lot there.
There's nothing there. There's a full-on avoidance and an unwillingness to talk about the era and what went on.
And now, deep thoughts.
Sammy Sosa.
See, I thought in that moment Tanny was going to hit us with the Michael Jordan Jack Handy stuff.
Yeah.
But leave it to him. Do a little edit, and it's great.
I just, man, and I'm in a spot where I'm like, I don't want to play judge and jury on the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
You think I still do?
Yes.
You think it's re-inflamed my desire to play judge and jury?
Yes.
I don't think that's true, Lawrence. I just want a little bit of self-awareness and a little bit of like openness and honesty and human growth to be able to talk about things.
Don't bring up human growth.
I mean, a hormone will help you get there. That's a very good point by you. It's an excellent point. But you know what I mean? I just want...
What are your deepest thoughts?
Those can't possibly be his deepest thoughts.
I'm still going to give some dispensation for the language barrier.
Oh, no, I don't...
Let me explain.
Oh, God.
I think that when it comes to something that takes as much nuance as talking about that era while not implicating yourself or other people that were doing things, doing it in a foreign language versus your native language, pretty difficult.
You think if he was doing a Spanish language interview,
I think it'd be better. I don't think it would be great because I don't.
You think he would cop to anything or talk about how the era in an actual like thoughtful way? Because I can hear some stuff about the era. I can hear how many people were doing it and all of that.
I just think that it would be a little bit more fulfilling for it to be in Spanish instead of English, and I speak enough Spanish to get by. If you were to ask me some serious questions about craft, I would not want to answer those questions in Spanish.
Yeah, but like Sammy was very comfortable with the language all weekend long. And I don't...
Was he though? I mean, those interviews weren't great, Speaks.
But this fits with the overall philosophy of not wanting to really delve into it. Because he hasn't decided if he's going to be a guy who lives in the truth or just avoids the truth, and he wants his cake and to eat it too.
I agree with you.
So that's where we are.
And so do the Cubs.
Well,
so do the Cubs.
And so does baseball. I know. And it's why it ends up feeling gross. And that's what happened is like, I got to a good spot with it. And then he was asked about it by Bruce trying to just get his deepest thoughts, you know?
What are your deepest thoughts?
Early 90s was a different era than after the early 90s.
Exactly.
An entirely different era.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, Hawk.
That he's totally right about that. Well, see, that's the thing. And
if you gave me 20 years
of TWTW in the early 90s.
Yeah, if you gave me 20 years to answer that question in Spanish, I think I could do it. You know what I mean?
Is that 20 years,
I
Daddy?
Still think that you'd choose not to, though.
Sure.
I still think that you would choose to tap dance and smile and talk about how happy you are to be back.
I get it.
Because that's what this is. Like, this wasn't...
So should Bruce not have bothered? Like, I applaud Bruce for trying.
No, Bruce absolutely should have asked the question because he has a relationship with Sammy that might allow for Sammy to answer the question to him.
It exposed the baseline level of disconnect between the truth and what is being allowed publicly.
I would even go so far as to say, and I haven't checked with Bruce on this, I imagine that Sammy and Bruce have talked about this. And maybe he thought that something that was talked about not in front of a microphone, that he might get a better answer out of Sammy.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, we don't know this guy. We just don't know him. No matter how much time that he spent here, and whenever you have someone that becomes that big, how much is real and how much is image? And I think that Sammy, for a long time, leaned into image. And so then you go, well, wait, are you getting the authentic version of himself when you're doing these interviews anyway?
Here's Sammy talking about the Hall of Fame door potentially now being opened because of the Pete Rose ruling that happened a little while ago.
Well, you know, I believe that this is a great opportunity for baseball. People, the number that people have is incredible. As a player, you know, as a person, individual person, I don't have nothing to do with that, but I think Once we take that decision, I think it's open the door in the future. I guess it's still too early. But I believe that if you get into the Hall of Fame, the rest of us, you know, including myself, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez, I think we have a chance to make it. I'm not talking about tomorrow or the next day, but I believe it's a hope.
So, you know, maybe.
A little bit more there.
Yeah, and he admits it might not be tomorrow, but he hopes to get in. And I mean, it becomes a very personal vote thing, and I think a lot of those voters are going to realize it's not somebody who's copping to anything, and that's going to hold some of them back. It wouldn't hold me back.
But who knows? I mean, the way that we talk about this now is completely different. Hawk's right. It's a completely different era than the early 90s. The way that we talk about the Hall of Fame and these guys in the Hall of Fame is different now. It's not as much fire and brimstone as it used to
be. It's not, and it's going to keep changing and evolving.
But I guess I'm not expecting much from Sammy, and I the reason I'm not expecting much from him is because I think that for a long time he's been playing a character, and this allowed him to go back into playing that character. That is like all of the Wrigley stuff, and
yeah, that's well said, because he came back and just wanted to resume,
yes,
playing the character and resume the relationship.
Yep, and I think the Cubs are totally fine with that, because now they understand. Well, there's no real reason to keep him away. Look at what baseball has done with other guys that were not just accused of,
yeah,
but found guilty of cheating by baseball.
And when you ask them off the record, you know, teams and others, they'll say, you know, so many people were doing it. It's just so hard.
It's hard to figure out who was it and what should be counted and what not.
And what are we going to do? We're going to hold him responsible. And in the end, there's fans that want him desperately to be there. And he was voted into the Cubs Hall of Fame, where he'll be going later on this summer.
And I hate to say this about a person, but Sammy as mascot. Like, that's kind of where we're at now, that Sammy is just here for good times and good memories, and that's it.
That's the role of the ambassador most often.
That's what he is. He is there to smile and wave. And maybe at some point he writes a book. Maybe he does a long-form interview where he does say some of this stuff, whether it's in Spanish or English. But No matter how much we dig, we're never going to be satisfied with the answers that we want from him. And one, from what I know of him, and I don't know a lot, but I was in those clubhouses a lot, I don't think it's in his character.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any indicator for it to have been in his character. And now he's been away for so long, and a guy comes back, and you're wondering,
but maybe,
has
maybe,
there been some human growth without the hormones or not?
Speaks, you're right to wonder about the idea of, does reflection allow for him to speak more openly and honestly about it? But when your whole thing has been, I ain't do nothing wrong, and I ain't saying nothing,
mm-hmm,
I'm not surprised that he didn't say nothing.
I think I would like this to be the last time I end up wringing my hands trying to sort through the complexities of it. I would like it to be, because it's exhausting, you know. So it's like I don't think that I'll ever be a guy who asks him when I get a chance to talk to him. I don't think I'll be a guy who tries to crack that code and try to get him underneath.
I think you will. I think that you'll walk into the interview not wanting to do it,
and then I'll end up doing it.
Yeah, you'll feel the tug of like, I gotta ask him, right? Yeah,
like, dude, come on, it's okay. We can talk about this. Like, it's okay. People do stuff. What might you have done? Well, you know, if you're Barry Bonds and you see all these people,
and you're like, I'm better than
that guy, that guy, and that guy. Yeah, I'm better than these guys, and I'm not getting the love. What the hell, man? If I had that, what would it do? I mean,
if you're Frank Thomas and you're like, for real, mm-hmm, like, I've been playing the game clean, and look at what these dudes did to me.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand if Frank didn't have a lot of those injury-ridden seasons in the, like, tail end of his career when he was still capable of getting on base, like, at a 400 clip, and he's still walking 100 times and still hitting at least 30 bombs when he was, like, not even fully healthy? Like, what he could have done?
Yeah.
I mean,
how would we talk about that, man?
That's a big part of it, too, that guys ended up figuring out the right cocktail to keep themselves healthy enough to do all of that crazy stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
I mean, you're right. His second to last season in 07, he had 81 walks and an OPS of 857, did Frank Thomas. I mean,
he better stay out of White Sox business.
And the year before that, he finished fourth in MVP voting for Oakland. That was at age 38. There was a quiz on MLB.com the other day of, like, you know, if you had to identify which team a player played his last game with. And I thought it was Toronto for Frank, but he went back to Oakland for 55 games in 08. So stuff you don't remember. Today I learned Fernando Valenzuela pitched for the Cardinals. Speaking of the Cardinals, they play in St. Louis, and that's where we'll find Boog Sciambi at the top of the hour.
At 5 o'clock. For the texter asking about the colorism aspect of Sammy Sosa, I appreciate you asking about that. And yeah, I was very happy to see him look like him, more like himself than we've seen him over the last decade. And if we had time, we can get into a bigger and more robust conversation about that. But we don't, because we need to take a break. Because Spiegs is going to do We Are the World with the two baseball teams. He'll explain next on The Score.
And now, Deep Thoughts by
Sammy Sosa.
I'm a gladiator.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
Brad Keller, enjoyed talking to you last week in the clubhouse. I was like, this guy's not so bad. He's pretty nice.
Well, that's your opinion.
Oh, no. See, I enjoyed my conversation with Brad Keller in the clubhouse. And it was enhanced because I had already talked to Miguel Vargas on Hit and Run. Miguel Vargas was so much fun on Hit and Run like 3 weeks ago. Loved that the White Sox offered him and he wanted to do it and he was thrilled to do it. And I asked Miguel Vargas about when Brad Keller had hit him, and Miguel was upset with him, and this is how that went a few weeks ago on Hit and Run.
So you are asking what his favorite restaurants were. Did he give you any restaurants that you've had a chance to try?
No, he don't give me anything. Yeah. He probably don't hear me when I ask him. So it was very loud. You know, a lot of people in the ballpark. So.
It was very loud. Vargas had a, you know, these guys are talking around the thing. We're like, oh yeah, he hit him and I was MFing him. No, he says he was asking about restaurants, and Vargas played that up. And when I talked to Keller yesterday morning on Hit and Run, it was a very fun interview. He had this to say about the incident with Vargas, about whether he knew what he was doing and was trying to hit him or not.
No, yeah, there's zero intent. And as I told you before, it's like I promise you there was no intent to hit him at all. Like I said, I was 3 out of 4 at the time, one of my first times doing that. And 2 outs, just kind of got a fastball, just kind of ran away from me. I mean, I say it with you, like, hand on the Bible, I promise you, there was zero intent on hitting him. It was a close game. I'm not trying to put anyone on base. I was trying to just get through the inning as quick as possible. I feel like there was more made to that than what should have been, so.
There definitely was, and I know I played a role in it, because I found out what I thought was a backstory, and you and I talked about it. You didn't know anything about the backstory, the third base thing. It's like, it is amazing what we can learn and then apply and see what it was. But that's kind of the fun of having a public and a media, and it's part of the salary, it's part of the business, it's part of the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, you guys have a job, we have a job, you know, everyone's got one. I mean, it's part of it, you know.
I had Miguel Vargas on the show a couple weeks ago, Brad. And Miguel, I don't believe you guys have yet had a chance to talk about some of the restaurants he wanted to know if you had enjoyed around Chicago, right? That hasn't come up yet.
No, yeah, we haven't talked about that one yet. No,
yeah, it's too bad. We should do like a sponsorship thing and bring. Yeah, Chicago
yeah.
Cut. You guys, would you be up? Would you be up for a steak?
That's the spot.
Yeah. would you be up for having a steak dinner with Miguel Vargas if I could make that work?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Fine with me.
So he's in. Keller's in. Cubs PR is in. Chicago Cut is in.
Steak dinner. Boom.
We need Miguel Vargas and the White Sox to be in.
And off days matching up.
Or after their game, depending on how late, when they're playing, when the Cubs and Sox play again. But to me, this is a beautiful no-brainer. We like to bring people together.
We do.
We could bring the Cubs and Sox together, bring Vargas and Keller together, and I bet Vargas will be in. I bet he'll be in. He's a delightful guy.
All right, we got to make it work. Let's throw this by Boog. Let's see what he thinks about it. He'll join us to talk about that and Cubs-Cardinals. Next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.